Ukraine security issue.
As of August the 20th, the 178th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the invading army had lost almost 45,000 troops killed in action, as well as more than 6,000 tanks and other armored vehicles, more than 1,000 artillery systems, and almost 500 fixed and rotary wing aircraft. Explosions continued at Russian military bases in occupied Crimea. In the morning, there was an explosion in Sevastopol. Residents of Sevastopol posted a video on a social media showing a plume of smoke. The occupation authorities reported that a drone was shot down over the roof of the Black Sea Fleet headquarters. Explosions were also reported in the suburbs of Yevpatoria and Bakhchisarai. According to Taras Jovtenko, a security expert, the strikes on Russian supply lines, ammunition depots, headquarters and command posts on the temporarily occupied peninsula are aimed at destroying the logistics of the aggressor's army, which greatly exceeds the Ukrainian army in terms of men and firepower. Ukraine must deprive the occupiers of offensive capabilities by cutting them off from resupplies, Jovtenko said.
Чим більше ми з нашого боку будемо відрізати російські війська від цієї логістики, тим в гіршому стані російські війська будуть перебувати.
The more actively we cut off the Russian troops from this logistics, the worse their condition will be. Also, strikes on the military airfields in Crimea disable their troops on the southern axis, in particular in the Kherson region. They won't have air support and they won't have reconnaissance data. So the more such strikes, the more difficult the situation of the Russian army will be. And it is not only at the front, but in general. The whole military continent of Russia, which is stationed in Crimea, said Taras Jovtenko. Russian troops continue to bombard Ukrainian cities and villages, mostly in the south and east of the country. The Donbas, Mykolaiv, Kharkiv, Dnipropetrovsk and Zaporizhia regions are under massive shelling. There are numerous destructions and new civilian casualties every day. The Ukrainian military warns of a possible increase in missile strikes in the coming days. Military expert Oleksandr Musienko says there is a high probability of strikes from the territory of Belarus and the Caspian and Black Seas.
Ворог може готувати ракетні атаки, посилення ракетних обстрілів.
The enemy may increase missile strikes. Also during the coming days, there will be other threats like acts of terror and sabotage. Therefore, of course, you have to be vigilant. But I think that thanks to the warnings and the consolidated work of all security and defense agencies, Ukraine will manage. I don't think we are unprepared or that something we haven't seen before, said Oleksandr Musienko. The fact that Russia chose the path of destruction of all living beings in Ukraine is vividly demonstrated by the areas where the soldiers of the aggressor country set foot. Destroyed houses, heaps of garbage and unexploded shells on the streets are what they have turned the Azov port city of Mariupol into. Thousands of its unfortunate residents have no access to water, gas and electricity. The Russians are making no preparations at all for the upcoming heating season in the city. They have only restored power supply at the port in order to transfer stolen Ukrainian grain. The public utility sector does not function at all. And at that same time, the occupiers are urging people to return to the city, says Tetyana, a resident of Mariupol, who miraculously managed to flee in March.
Приїжджайте, бо треба ж якось написати заяву, щоб це зробили ЗСУ.
They tell people, come back, write a statement that the Ukrainian army did this, that they destroyed your home and you will get a new apartment. But I understand that this is not true. I saw what happened and where the bombs and shells were coming from. We defended ourselves. We didn't come to someone's house and we didn't say, get out of here. Now it's ours, said Tetyana, a resident of Mariupol. Captured by the Russians, the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and the city of Nerhodar is operating on the verge of violating radiation and fire safety regulations. 25,000 pills of potassium iodide have been delivered to the city. This drug can protect the thyroid gland in case the area is contaminated due to an accident at the nuclear reactors or the waste fuel storage facility. According to Enerhodar Mayor Dmytro Orlov, such measures were restored to because of armed provocations by the Russian occupiers, who placed their military equipment and weapons on the premises of the plant and shelled the surrounding settlements from there. Ukraine demands that the mission of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, visit the plant. The agency's head has stated his readiness to lead the mission. No details or dates are known yet. Earlier this week, the Kremlin sent its propagandist to the plant to make videos discrediting the Ukrainian armed forces. Russian soldiers force the Ukrainian employees of the plant. They hold hostage to pose for cameras. The Kremlin propaganda machine still has a powerful effect on the zombified Russian population, while the newest satellite images by Maxa Technologies show that there are no signs of what Moscow claims is systematic shelling of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant by the Ukrainian army. CNN reports that the images contradict Russian President Putin's allegations that the Ukrainian military have repeatedly struck the plant.